the hell you beefing with? You gotta do interviews with a Pooh Shiesty mask on.
Hey, listen.
Listen,
oh, he's a snitch.
Yeah,
he's a snitch.
Listen,
your barber.
Listen, we inside the house. We inside. Why are you still got this Pooh Shiesty mask?
I'm saying, if you got something for me to tell, I'm gonna let the truth out.
Charleston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Charleston ain't got shit on you.
I need if they say I gotta turn you in for 50 bands, we're gonna go out and get some, we're gonna kick it, I'm gonna drop the location for them. We all gonna be straight.
So Memphis, this is what y'all doing. Memphis.
No, just me.
Oh, no, Memphis. Memphis. You got that Pooh Shiesty mask on? You in Memphis. You got that hat sideways? Nigga, you Memphis. You Memphis. Yeah. Big Boogie. What's the little nigga name? The shout nigga?
Pooh.
Yeah, Pooh Shiesty out, y'all. Big 30. Big 30. This what y'all doing, Big 30?
Oh,
nah, just me. They good. They don't do that.
Yeah, they don't let them around.
Yeah. Oh, they don't let them around?
They don't let them around. They don't let them around. They don't let them around because of me.
Yeah. Because, oh, I mean, you know, you're not supposed to lie. You're supposed to tell the truth, right?
Nah, I ain't no snitch. I just sue.
Yeah, you be suing niggas.
I sue my granny for $1 million.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, it don't even matter about the situation.
Do you care that a lot of niggas don't like you?
I love you.
I know you.
Who
love
don't
that
like
thing.
You the most?
Internet people. Cause I done sit there and took over.
But it look like you sell candles.
I don't be real with you, bro. You gotta stop talking about Glorilla, bro.
Nah, I'm done. Listen.
What'd he say?
He be saying shit about Glorilla.
Yeah, but what's up?
You was worse than you was. How she saying?
Do the motherfucker how you do the rush creep.
Nah, look, big RIP Big Juk. Last time Juk, about 4 months ago, Juk came up to me at the CMG little tour, and told me, stop mentioning Glorilla. He was laughing about it.
What
said,
you do?
He said we watching everything. I said Glorilla fucked the game up because
how?
Okay, look. First, you had last summer. We had a hot girl summer 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? We was city girls talking about breaking tricks. Uh-huh. Then this little ugly motherfucker came out of nowhere and completely fucked the game or opened the gates for the most ratchetest shit you ever seen in your life. Nigga, she brought out Sukiana, who was talking about putting her tongue in grown man asses. Then you came out with this other little motherfucker from St. Louis, all off the strength of Glorilla, Sexy Red. Sexy Red on some ratchet shit. Really, Sexy Red don't pass Glorilla up because Sexy Red more ratchet than Glorilla. Since Glorilla,
she more ratchet.
Yeah, since Glorilla got fine, she fine now. Mm-hmm. Now Glorilla, no disrespect to when I call you ugly because you fine a bitch now. Since Glorilla got fine, the world don't give a damn about her no more. They love the ratchet shit. They want you to come out with no shoes on. Your hair not done. They want you to be pregnant.
I mean, the world is poor.
That's what I'm saying. So right
the
now,
world ghetto is hell.
Right now, I'm looking for an artist. I'm looking for a female artist that smokes single cigarettes.
Newport.
Yeah, the long ones. The long ones. Cause look. Yeah. Cause look, the world don't want to find bitch no more.
So you never.
No, he's not lying, bro.
You never wanted to sign a dentist.
Why, Dr. Rose?
No, I'm saying because the right side was a little bigger than the left.
Nah, my teeth was already fucked up under there.
Oh.
That's pretty good. I got a big ass gap. I can go like that. I had braces twice.
Did the braces try to sue you?
I should have sued them. I should have sued them because my teeth kept going back.
For real?
Yeah.
It should be shifting?
Uh-huh.
Dang, that's crazy. Like, what make them shift? Like, you just, when you eat, like, the wrong shit? Anyways,
let me ask you this too. It seemed like don't be nothing, but it seemed like y'all got a lot of bloggers down here, bro.
That is Blog City. It's 15 different bloggers. That's why we got the most in Dallas, Texas, 2024. We got the most people signed. We got Lil Z in there though, who just signed the CMG. South Dallas.
Z in there just signed the CMG.
Yeah. Yeah, he signed a CMG.
Damn, I ain't know that.
They finna announce it next week. You got Four Brats.
Yeah,
just signed a Drake.
Super. He's super
hard. Yeah, Big X, you know.
Super hard.
This Blog City, you know, you can make $1 million just off these blogs. Nigga, for example, I seen
Say cheese.
The most nerdiest, say cheese, but I seen the most nerdiest person who's opposite of the street, Charleston White, make $1 million. Now he the OG of the world right now.
No cap.
Like, he the OG of the world. Nigga, I don't give a damn what kind of OG you got, what type of nigga that done kill more people, this and that, this and that. That nigga, you can fly that nigga to New York right now and fly Charleston White to New York and more people will speak to, and take pictures with Charleston White. But this nigga a silent nigga. The world don't care about silent no more.
You feel me?
Yeah, it ain't about being silent no more. So now niggas will be they self. So, I like Dallas because, I could just talk.
For real.
What's up with Dallas Global?
Terry. He cool. He ain't from here.
See, you a snitch too. You said Terry. I ain't say that.
He didn't say that.
Terry.
You talking about, man, you just like me.
I ain't no snitch. I'll sue you. I sue.
That man stuck on that suit.
Yeah.
I sue. Man, how many, Judge Mathis said, nigga, how many people you done sued?
Three.
You won all of them?
The first two, I sued my job, Enterprise, and I sued this warehouse I worked at. I worked at a warehouse 2 weeks.
I've been seeing a lot of, pegging going on. You with that?
What?
Pegging.
What's pegging?
Like getting fucked or something.
A man getting fucked?
Yeah.
Nah, hell nah. That shit, hell nah.
I just asked.
I got one hip. Hell nah.
So when you won that money, you said hip, hip, hooray?
Man, listen, listen. I can park in a handicap.
That's funny.
With a bag?
Yeah, I can park in a handicap.
What else you can do?
When I go to the grocery store in Walmart, I get in a little wheelchair. I'm disabled.
That's crazy.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
How real is the beef here in Dallas?
It's going down. It's going down. I want to stop because there's a lot of black on black crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got to get these old bitch ass niggas. I got to get some of these bitch ass want to be gangsters out the way.
I'm going to tell you why it be black on black crime. Because niggas don't like paying niggas back.
You ain't lying.
And I ain't paying nobody back. You shouldn't have let me borrow this shit. Bar me intend to pay somebody back. My intentions ain't to pay you back just yet.
Yeah.
I may have said Friday, but I don't know which Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I understand. Like, that's like me though. When the money touch my hand, it's mine.
I know you was a promoter and shit. How many niggas' monies that you fucked off?
Like they used to
help you book the shows and you
two
niggas you fucked their money off?
Z and their dope, the CEO over there, Z and their dope records. That was the first nigga gave me some money. I lost all his money.
What you do? Stop answering the phone.
Nobody came. Yes. Now I told him when I seen him after the show, I said, bro, I got you. It took me 2 years to pay him back $1,000. That was 15 years ago. It took me 2 years.
I got you.
It'd
be cool. I got you.
Twin. You know, y'all know Twin from Memphis.
Twin.
One day when I was 19, Twin called me and said, I need you to go pick up this package and drive it to Memphis. So I'm like, yeah, bet. So don't mind, it's the 28th. It was the 28th day of the month. And so in 3 days that rent due. So Twin motherfucking, they want me leave on the 28th, drive all the way to Memphis, then come back to Dallas. That $1,000 gonna be gone.
I'm trying to.
So look, I got $1,000. So I told Twin I was on my way to pick up the package. I got $1,000. I drove to the county jail and knocked on the door. Boom. So the police like, what's wrong with you? I got warrants. They took me in. I bonded out. So I went and seen the judge in the aisle, and they said, well, you just got some warrants. Time, sir, let me out. They let me out in about 5 hours. I waited for the next day, and Kyle Twin said, they got everything. I went to jail.
Do he know this?
Yeah, he know that. So look, so I showed him the paper and everything. I showed him the bag. I just got a jail. They got everything, bro. They on us.
How much money did you get?
$1,000.
Damn.
He wired $1,000 before I went, so I'm like, man, So twin Kyle for 7 years. I mean, twin Kyle for 12 years straight. And I finally answered the phone last year. So I done went through Mo3. So I never answered the phone. So I finally answered the phone. I was like, bro, I got your money. I'm on now, bro. You get your money.
Come get it.
Yeah, come get $1,000. He was like, nah. He flipped the camera. Money bag. Your number's right there. He like, damn, twin, what you do?
Yeah.
I missed out on my blessings being junkie.
I thought twin was from Memphis at one point.
Twin from Dallas.
You tell
that's my nigga. Twin. Yeah. Twin was a hell of a football player.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
You play sports?
The basketball.
You think? Well, not now, but you think you could beat me back in the day?
Yeah, man. Ain't no hoopers come out of Memphis. Y'all killing each other. I thought y'all was pimps back in the day.
You can get a nigga from Dallas. You think it's a nigga from Dallas you know could beat me hooping?
Yeah, I can.
Would you want to bet the bread?
Yeah.
I got 10,000 on
it's me. A YMCA right across the street.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. That nigga, we started right here. This is my block.
No.
This your block right here?
Yeah, these are the cheapest apartments you can get downtown.
These the cheapest joint?
Mm-hmm. Look at the roof.
Man, you gotta
that's metal.
Man, you trying to get out.
Man, getting out.
That's these are. These
are. Yeah, get them started. Man, what's up, man?
Nah, I was going to say, them the Louis shoes. How much them shoes were?
About $250.
Oh, so none of your shit real?
Nah, none of my shit real.
Oh. You don't give a fuck. It look good, though.
Look good.
You got the money for real.
I can buy some ass.
You got to buy some ass?
I got to buy some ass.
Damn.
Can real niggas wear fake shit?
Nah, they can't. I'm not a real nigga.
ain't no real nigga.
I ain't trying to be a real nigga.
Nah, for real.
Real niggas and gangsters go to jail and die. I'm trying to live to be on dialysis.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live and see. Bro, I ain't trying to be a real nigga. Man. You know how many real niggas really fake?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many real niggas live? How many niggas you don't know die trying to be a real nigga? You think I'm finna give my life up trying to be a real nigga?
For nothing.
That shit don't matter. Nothing. Man, you got me fucked up. Nigga, I was in jail and seen so many real niggas that had real mentalities that thought about doing, that did some real shit,
mm-hmm.
that got them doing some real time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be no real nigga.
Yeah, that's why I tell the truth.
You still cool with Charleston?
Nah, I wouldn't. I couldn't prosper in the music game.
With him?
Yeah. Like the last time I hung with him, and we were close every day. Like last time I hung with him was Rolling Loud last year, 2 years ago, when he got into a Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
So we went to the club that night. And Dirk now, and not to mention, I was trying to get Dirk on Mo3 album. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know he redid the outside shit. So we knew about that mm-hmm. 2 years ago. So Dirk now was damn near looking at me like, oh, nah, we ain't fucking with you. You charge some people. Mm. So nobody was, nigga, I lost a relationship with Boosie.
You don't give a fuck. Who don't fuck with you, dude?
Nah. When it come down to the music, I make millions and millions of dollars off this. Nigga, damn near, my checks as a manager, 20% of a manager, damn near 100,000 every other month. You don't give a damn about the music? Nigga, I worked a warehouse job. Nigga, you ever worked a warehouse job? That bitch had you smoking cigarettes for no reason.
Patting the shit out the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah. Cool,
man, nigga, I worked the warehouse job. I used to
hide in the bathroom.
Man, I can't. Man, fuck that warehouse. Man, a warehouse job got me right. Nigga, for all y'all parents out there who can't control y'all kids, get ass a warehouse job. They had it right. Nigga, all them niggas up there selling dope on them counter, man, get a warehouse job. You gonna step your hustle up. Fuck me, you got me fucked up. You thinking I'm trying to be a real nigga. Ain't no more real niggas in warehouses.
You been to Memphis before?
Yeah. Let me tell you. 17 years old. I stopped going to school. I moved with a nigga named Miff Hitz. He signed my best friend from his committee and had a song called Gutter Bitch.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's how I started this shit.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's how I know Memphis ain't got no hoes. Y'all ain't got no yellow bitches. Y'all was thinking about the slave rules. The black supposed to be fucking blacks. None of y'all rappers got no white bitches, though, no cute bitches out.
So you from Dallas, right? So y'all got the most beautiful bitches in the world.
No, huh? Not in the world, but y'all ain't got no hoes.
That's why we come take you out.
Yeah, that's cool. Now Because y'all don't know if y'all want to be pimps or killers. Growing up, we always thought Memphis was a pimping city.
It is. Every
female loves a Memphis.
You know, we come, most of the niggas that's out here running this shit out here from Memphis.
From that?
Yeah, we be coming out here running shit.
Name one.
I ain't finna do all that.
I know it.
Y'all know
they
we come out
here. They gonna see me. They gonna drop it off.
They gonna call the police on you. Like you ready to steal.
Yeah, I'll do that if I got
this. Ready to steal. I told a nigga, you 40 some years old in the house with a Pusha T mask on. Nigga, you too damn old for that Pusha T mask.
You too old
Then I'm not gonna lie to you. You got braids too.
I ain't got no braids. I cut mine.
Now listen.
What team you on?
Listen. Until I seen you without that mask, I always thought you was bald. I thought you had a big old bald spot right here.
Everybody
something.
Keep saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got good genetics.
Nah, let your hair breathe, nigga. Let your hair breathe.
That shit curl in the back too. That's hard. How you get it like that?
It's my last step. It's my last step. Yeah, nigga, when you get braids, when a nigga in their 30s get braids, it's their last step.
Yeah. Their hairline ain't strong as it used to be. You got to get the braids take away from their hairline.
I still ain't use that black shit. I'm doing pretty damn good. I ain't use that black shit. You know what I mean? Niggas, I graduated. You know how they look now? Oh, the motherfucker. You know, nigga, trying to be a real nigga. Over there on real drugs.
They said niggas that laugh at their own jokes, crazy.
Why you be getting into it with all the artists that you be managing? Not all of them, but like the other people, like Seven or something like that.
All of them.
Man, they some, man, bitch ass nigga. Put like this. If I take the time out of my day to risk my life for your career, and you don't take it serious, you get your bitch ass away from me.
Damn.
You understand what I'm saying? This game, it can change your life. You ain't have to graduate from school.
Oh, God. Bro.
You ain't got to graduate from school. You ain't got to sweat. You ain't got to work in no warehouse and you become a millionaire. You ain't got to get up early and nothing like that. You become a millionaire and you ain't going to take this shit serious.
Nah, for real.
When you see your first M.
I see my first M. Profitable. 2001.
Damn.
Where you know you might make 100 here, then 100 here, mm-hmm. but then you gotta listen when people say. People say, "I made a M," but do you got one?
That's what I was saying. When did you have it?
2001. After my 3 died.
2001.
But I blew it. My first M, I blew that first M in a year.
What you buying, pussy?
Nah. The first thing you gonna do when you blow an M, the first thing you do when you'll get an M is go rent a house. You'll get the biggest house you can. Mm-hmm. My first rent was $9,500.
That's insane, bro.
I had a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a bad motherfucker with $9,500.
Yeah, $9,500. I had a movie room, bowling alley, and then you gonna go get you a chain and some jewelry. They'll cost about $100. Then you gonna go buy you a Sprinter. Or something like that, your music, and you go buy your Sprinter, that's another 100. Then you go buy you a car,
yeah.
And that's 100. It's about 50. Then
now you out here.
You go buy your girl a car, that's 100. Then you going out to eat every day, taking flights, and then going to the strip club. You go to the strip club. The first time you get an M, you go to the strip club, you throwing 10,000 or better.
You ever gave a girl some head and then getting like them, she ain't let you smash?
I'm buying it. We already know what we doing from the jump.
You don't got time to play, though.
You ain't got time to play it. Right, come on. I don't want to talk. I don't want to go out to eat, go to no drinks. I don't even want to act like we cool. I don't want you to know nothing about me.
You don't even get the bitch name either.
No, I don't get the bitch name. Yeah, nah. And if I'm buying, I don't even like them hoes number my number.
You don't be hitting them raw?
Nah, hell nah.
Not one.
Mm-mm. And Dallas, nah, hell nah. Nah, hell nah. I got burned when I was 16.
Okay, what kind of pills you took?
No, it was some penicillins.
Yeah, Lord body.
It's about them penicillins. Yeah, no. You can take the shot or take the pills.
Oh,
you ain't never got burnt.
Nah, I ain't never got.
Yeah, cause
I don't fuck that much.
You Memphis nigga ain't getting no ass. If you ain't never got burnt, you ain't no real nigga.
I be just getting.
Getting burnt taught me a lesson.
Yeah, that's
I'm
cool.
Glad I got burnt when I was young.
You know, I learned from other people.
Yeah. Nah. When I was a real nigga. Yeah.
When did you graduate from being a real nigga?
Penitentiary.
Oh, you did time?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
I did they gave me 2 years. I did 17 months.
It wasn't shit funny with it.
Hell nah. Nigga,
they treat you like shit now.
Everybody want to be a rapper.
Man.
Listen, let me do this. I control every situation I'm in.
Yeah.
I control any situation I'm in. Listen, real people so stupid. I go find a rapper in your hood and control your whole hood.
No cap.
And control your whole hood.
You think you can control the hood in Memphis?
Shit, nigga, rappers control y'all hood. They ain't no OGs no more. Whatever rapper you attached to, and whoever really over that rapper control the whole hood.
I'm saying, you said you got control.
I wanted a Memphis rapper too, but then people always try to present Memphis rapper to me, but that shit sold up already.
You said it sold up.
Gotta go get him.
Yeah.
I'll be down if I get a hot ass, go attach myself to a hot ass rapper in Memphis. Gotta go eventually go get him. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with paper rap. I like them niggas. Nigga, truth be told, I was a Dolph nigga. I'm the underdog. I like the underdog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
you don't like turning no rappers up, like a rapper you think bumping, you can turn them up. You don't.
Nah, he started from the scratch.
Yeah, I start from the scratch. I don't like. I want the brokers of all brokers.
Oh.
I don't want no rapper with no money.
I don't like that neither.
I want the brokers of all brokers. I don't. Listen. My rappers buying guns before they buying chains. I want the brokers. Guns, yeah. Before Mo 3 bought a chain, and he bought him a gun. Every rapper I know, they buying guns before they buy a chain. I don't want no nigga that when a rapper got a chain, he get that chain took away, snatched, he feel less of a rapper.
Man.
Migo.
What the fuck?
Get his chain
man.
Nah, I like little Migo. But see, look, that's the definition of being a real nigga. Now think about this nigga here.
I think Migo took it quite well. I feel like he lived on his life. I feel like shit moves on after.
No, it do. But look,
yeah,
I like Migo. I like. So it's a difference than rappers talking about killing shit, gangster shit, and a nigga getting money. That's why for a nigga to get money, it don't hurt him.
It don't hurt him. It don't, bro.
It don't hurt.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. This is a question. I always wanted to know this. They keep saying on the Mo3 stuff that you took the gun out the car or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a gun out of that car and I ain't got no keys.
I
ain't got the keys.
Hey.
Yeah. But look, let me tell you like this.
You being real or you being a nigga right now?
Well, I'm being a nigga. Listen, let me tell you like this. Anybody on top, they going to turn you down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like Gotti on top right now. Anybody on top, they going to turn you down.
They're going to try.
Like P. Diddy, I don't think P. Diddy fucked all them men's.
I don't need that.
Either.
I don't think
Nah, straight either. Up. I don't even think.
Attachment.
Yeah, so even the 30 million. Truth be told, we don't know if he even gave her 30 million. So what I'm gonna do is, what I was thinking about next week, I'm gonna have my female artist I just signed with Sean Cotton, Unique Red. Y'all gonna follow 48 Unique Red. I'm gonna have her say she's suing me for 2 million, and I'm gonna act like I paid it, and nobody will know if I actually paid it. They'll be on all the blogs. So that's the best thing about the internet. The internet can make you can make somebody believe anything.
Oh God. Man.
Anything you want, I can sit here and make anybody. I can say something right now and you go post it, and everybody go post it, and now the internet believe what I just said. That's the beauty of a motherfucker. You think I'm finna be a real nigga?
That's why I don't understand. Like, people gotta understand, like, these bloggers and the Say Cheese, the people that got this stuff, right? Them the wrong people to go with.
Yeah, man. Listen, I fuck with Finesse. Now, like. Man, I fuck with Finesse. Like, that nigga got on Mo3 album, a bad motherfucker I'm finna drop. The worst thing he did, and I don't know why he sit back and dissed all the bloggers in that last song.
Yeah.
But see, rappers, y'all, if y'all listen to this rapper, y'all gotta understand this. A blogger is a nerd.
Man.
He's not a street nigga. He is a nerd.
Man.
They just want to be accepted.
Yep.
Like Charleston. Yep. Charleston was a nerd. When the world accepted him, now he was like, nigga, Charleston corrupted the whole world by talking about anybody he want to and saying, I'm going to call the police on you if you come touch me.
That's a bad moment.
Some niggas, so that's why I say I can't respect some niggas, and I don't know who a real nigga or not. Because some shit that you say to some people, some nigga go put their life on the line for what you said. Fuck the police and fuck what you going to do. I'm coming for you. I have seen real niggas die by them. I have seen them niggas sit there and say, fuck every idol you have. And niggas still watching them. The world ain't real no more.
I swear it ain't.
The world ain't real no more. I have seen niggas snitch, and just because they can fight, or they probably will shoot, or they popular, got the money in their hood, people still accept them back.
Yep.
But let a broke ass nigga snitch.
they
or a nigga that don't know how to fight.
Yeah. Let a nigga know.
That's real though.
Nigga don't know how to fight. Well, they gonna crucify their ass, but if a real nigga, they can fight. Man, man.
He's still a real nigga.
Yeah, shit, man. They don't make up excuses, man. He'll snitch. Anybody will snitch on that situation. Uh-huh. That's on that situation. Uh-huh.
It's just like, I be hating them niggas that, like, don't be on that shit, but niggas that know how to fight to get on there with them, they won't get on that shit with a nigga that know how to fight.
Because at the end of the day, man, let me tell you this. This probably gonna fuck me over, but I ain't tripping. Y'all heard of Zero?
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to Zero in Memphis?
I'm older. Yeah.
Zero got jumped by Trey and did a news conference on it afterward. Like, bro, so many people lost their lives growing up to some of these rappers.
Man,
and trying to be like these rappers.
Man, you ain't lying though.
That's bro, crazy. Bro, not knowing these rappers ain't even solid.
You know what I be thinking? Like when these rappers get these awards, they be on the stage thanking people. I be like, nigga, you know how many people sacrifice your life, they life to get for you to get this
bro,
shit?
I wonder how many people died in the last 4 years because of that mask.
No, that's
right. How many people died because of that mask?
Man.
At the end of the day, is it straight up? That's on both sides. That's on both sides. How many people died listening to Pooh Shiesty? How many people died? I mean, people died listening to Pooh Shiesty or kill somebody listening to Pooh Shiesty? Because both, if you kill somebody or they die and you go to jail, that's they both over with. Or being Boosie or Young Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Young Boy got it cool to get herpes.
Yeah, niggas was claiming it now.
Niggas claiming herpes now.
Oh, yeah, you know I had herpes, bro.
Yeah,
come in,
nothing.
Go out, you know. What Young Boy got?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So at the end of the day,
man, it's like.
The rappers got too much power. Bro.
They got too much power.
And I ain't using it right, bro.
They got more power than the OG. Bro, out here in Dallas, OG's starting to rap now. Because the rappers, they can sell all the weed. They can sell the dogs. You know what I'm saying? They can fuck all the hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like the streets, they got no more power.
Who,
you know what I'm saying?
Who your favorite rapper right now?
The business man, bro. Yo.
There ain't nobody better than Mo 3. I'm silent. I'm silent.
I love you. You do got a little evil laugh.
Nah, I'm friendly. I'm from the suburbs.
Sure.
Nigga, we grew up every day. Yeah, I'm from the suburbs. Nigga, I ain't nigga growing up, we were 20 deep and we lucky one nigga had a deuce deuce. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the era of jumping people, nigga. Nigga, I was well protected. My young niggas back in the day throwing parties. Little Earl, EJ Earl Spence, go knock, go sleep something. Nigga, he had about five of them.
I was in Memphis out of the club, and randomly, for that, just pointed at nigga and beat his ass. Point his ass.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah,
knock him out.
Yeah, no reason.
Yeah, no reason. That was a good times.
That ain't no fucking good time.
Now that's better than them.
Nigga that get, yeah, you
man,
right.
Man, these young niggas, bro, these young niggas carry choppers.
Yeah.
Man, switches on before they learn how to fight, they got a chopper in their hand.
Yeah, nigga
with
lose
a switch
a fight,
on that, but you can't outrun no switch.
Fight now, they gonna shoot.
Yeah. Hey, bro, listen, you gotta be a scary motherfucker to lose a fight and shoot a nigga right then and there. You gotta be a scary nigga to shoot somebody before you have a fight with them. Because now, bro, your kids, man, your kids gonna grow without no daddy.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying? And nigga, I don't know if y'all been to jail, man. I ain't nowhere to be. You can't wear that mask.
I was in jail for like, what, 5 hours one day.
That's the worst 5 hours, right? It's long, bro.
I'm fucking with you.
It's long, bro.
They like, what you in here though for? I'm like,
bro, my first week, I had a fear of shitting in front of people.
You said what?
My first week, I was so scared to take a shit in front of everybody in the tank.
You just clogged up.
Man.
Shit.
I try to wait till everybody go to sleep. Oh, Wicky got a chain. I ain't know you had no damn jewelry. no chain. Yeah. Man, y'all got to bring the old man back and bring, I'm going to buy him some ass.
We
got to
get him some ID.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he ain't got no ID?
Just the thing about him, he don't even like fucking like that.
Yeah, and that little ass airport y'all got.
How much money you going to give me today?
That bitch like a juvenile. like a juvenile center.
That airport. Hey, bro, you ain't going to keep getting off on the M, bro. Hey, you don't fuck with Memphis, dude.
I love Memphis. Man, I love Memphis right now because it's easy to break a rapper in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I like Memphis. But y'all hoes terrible. And y'all, bro, Memphis is good for the city y'all come from.
Look how small. We're a small.
You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, just be real. Memphis running the world right now. Don't lose it. Do not lose it. Memphis running the world right now. Nigga, before I got here, nigga, you don't even know. My ex bitch got her phone from you at AT&T.
Ooh, he just fucked you up. He just damn.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. My ex bitch got her phone from you at AT&T. So when this interview ends,
how the fuck did you know that?
I'm a bad motherfucker.
Nah, you a bad motherfucker.
I'm bad for. So when we get through, I think somebody had logged into my iCloud yesterday. I need you to help me get it back.
What the fuck?
I was sitting there. She ugly. She was ugly. And I was sitting there with her freak ass. And we were laying in the bed. And I'm looking at YouTube. And here you go with this Pooh Shiesty mask on. And she was like, oh, I know, I know him. He got his, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like Memphis.
He fucking down there.
Yeah.
He said, we got no home.
No. Y'all got freaky bitches. Y'all ain't got no pretty bitches. Y'all got freaky bitches. But y'all niggas ain't hitting them because y'all, they too busy killing. They got too many ops. They got too many niggas out there.
Niggas over there. It's a lot of niggas killing niggas over
the bitches. Or, you know, everybody first baby mama ugly in Memphis. They not. Every rapper that come from Memphis, his first baby mama ugly in a bitch. Nah, for real, nigga. Yeah. Yeah,
nah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Well, nah, you know.
Hey, what it do, man? It's Wicked Film Boxed In. Hey, man, tag some people y'all think we should interview next. We got a lot of great interviews coming out, but I want to see who y'all want us to interview. You know what I'm saying? So tag some people y'all want us to interview next, and we'll see what's up. Thank y'all. Boxed In, Wicked Film. Make a hit.